Work your ass off, there is no magic pill. It drives me crazy to go to the gym. If you read 1 hour a day. I went and worked out 5 hours a day, and I was working on the construction. We have 24 hours a day, organize your day, work hard. I'm here to talk about success. I went to college, I went and worked out 5 hours a day and I was working on the construction. Because in those days in bodybuilding, there was no money, I didn't have the money for food supplements or anything. So I had to go to work. So I worked in construction. I went to college, I worked out in the gym and at night from 8 o'clock at night to 12 midnight I went to acting class 4 times a week. I did all that. There was not one single minute that I wasted. And this is why I'm standing here today. At the age of 20, I went to London and I won the Mr. Universe contest as the youngest Mr. Universe ever, and it was because I had a goal. If you don't have a vision of where you go. And if you don't have a goal where you go, you drift around and you never end up anywhere. 74% of the people hate their job in America. The majority of people don't like what they're doing because they are really not doing it because they didn't have a goal and follow this goal. They just aimlessly drift around and then there's a job opening so they get their job because you have to work. But then when you work it's a chore, it's work, it's not fun. So if you think about only a quarter of the people really enjoy what they're doing in life. So people always ask me when they saw me in the gym in the pumping iron days, they say, why is it that you're working out so hard? 5 hours a day, 6 hours a day and you have always a smile on your face. The others are working out just as hard as you do and they look sour in the face. Why is that? And I told people all the time because to me I am shooting for a goal. In front of me is the Mr. Universe title. So every rep that I do gets me closer to accomplishing the goal to make this goal, this vision turns into reality. Every single set that I do, every repetition, every weight that I lift will get me a step closer to turning this goal into reality. So I couldn't wait to do another 500-pound squat. I couldn't wait to do another 500-pound bench press. I couldn't wait to do another 2,000 reps of sit-ups. I couldn't wait for the next exercise. So let me tell you something, visualizing your goal and going after it makes it fun. You got to have a purpose no matter what you do in life. You got to have a purpose. Muhammad Ali worked his butt off and I saw it firsthand. Now remember that there was a sports writer that was there in the gym, and he was working out, he was doing sit-ups, and asked him, how many sit-ups do you do? And he said, I don't start counting until it hurts. Now think about that, he doesn't start counting his sit-ups and he feels pain, that's when he starts counting that is working hard, and so you can't get around the hard work, it doesn't matter who it is. Work your ass off. There is no magic pill. There is no magic out there. You cannot get around, you have to work and work and work. You have this make sure of that in order stuff. So it's work. And it drives me crazy when people say that I don't have enough time to go to the gym for 45 minutes a day and work out, or to do something for 45 minutes to an hour a day to improve, if it is physically improving or if it is mentally to improve. Imagine you read 1 hour a day about history. How much you will learn after 365 hours in 1 year. Think about if you study about the history of musicians, of composers, how much you would know. Imagine if you would work on the business and some business that you want to develop every day for an hour, imagine how further along you will go and get. So it drives me nuts because when people say they don't have the time. We have 24 hours a day, we sleep 6 hours a day. So that gives you still 18 hours, there's someone shaking the head out here in front to say probably I don't sleep 6 hours. I sleep 8 hours, right? Or just sleep faster. So we have 18 hours a day. The average person works around 8 to 10 hours. So, let's assume it's 10 hours, so we have 8 hours left, then you travel around an hour a day, maybe 2 hours a day. So now you have still 6 hours left. So what are you doing with these 6 hours? Maybe eat a little bit. Maybe schmooze a little bit. Talk a little bit to people and all that stuff, but you can see how much time is available if you organize your day. So you got to work hard. I hate Plan B, I tell you why, because we have so many doubters, as I've said earlier, the no-sayers. We have so many of those people who say no. You can't do it, that's impossible. That is okay, because we just turn off, as I said earlier, and bees listen and are heard, that no being a yes. You can't do it. You can do it and all that. So that is possible to do that amongst all the negative people around you, but when you start doubting yourself, that's very dangerous, because now what you're basically saying is that if my plan doesn't work, I have a fallback plan. I have a plan B, and that means that you start thinking about plan B, and every thought that you put into plan B, you're taking away now that thought and that energy from plan A. And it's very important to understand that we function better if there is no safety net, because plan B becomes a safety net. It says that if I fail, then I fall and I get picked up and I have something else there that means they will protect me. And that's not good, because people perform better when there's no safety net. People perform better in sports and everything else if you don't have a plan B. I'm telling you, I've never ever had a plan B. I made a full commitment that I'm gonna be a bodybuilding champion. I made a full commitment that I'm gonna be in America. I made a full commitment that I'm gonna get in the show business. And I'm going to be a leading man. No matter what it takes. I will do the work. I will do the work over and over and over, until I get it the same as in politics and everything like that. So to me, it is very dangerous to have a plan B because you're cutting yourself off from the chance of really succeeding, and the reason one of the main reasons why people want to have a plan B is because they are worried about failing. What is if I fail then I don't have anything else? Well, let me tell you something. Don't be afraid of failing. Because there's nothing wrong with failing. You have to fail in order to climb that ladder. There's no one that doesn't fail. Michael Jordan said in one of his interviews. When they said you're unbelievable, the greatest basketball player of all time, I mean, tell me about that. And then he said, well, you just mentioned the successes, but he says for me to become the greatest basketball player, I missed 9,000 shots when I was playing basketball in the NBA games. So during this game that he was so successful, he missed 9,000 shots. Does it make him a failure? No, he is one of the greatest basketball players or four times, but he failed 9,000 times. Do you get it? We all fail. It's okay. What is not okay is when you fail, you stay down. Whoever stays down is a loser. And winners will fail and get up, fail and get up, fail and get up. You always get up. That is a winner. That is a winner. I failed in bodybuilding. I lost bodybuilding competitions, I lost powerlifting competitions, and lost weightlifting competitions. I had movies that went in the toilet. That was terrible. It got the worst reviews. And in politics, I remember I had many of the initiatives on the ballot. And we lost. My approval rating in California went down to 28% and then it went back up again and I won again the governorship. Hey, we all lose. If you all have lost, as this is okay, and this is why I say don't be worried about losing, because when you're afraid of losing then you get frozen. You get stuff you're not relaxed about. You got to be in order to perform well in anything, if it's in boxing or if it is on your job or with your thinking, is only happening when you relax. So relax, it's okay to fail. Let's just go all out and give it everything that you got. That's what it is all about. So don't be afraid to fail.